What is a complete blood count?
A complete blood count, also called a CBC, gives important information about the kinds and numbers of cells in the blood, especially red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. A CBC helps your health professional check any symptoms such as weakness, fatigue, or bruising that you may have. A CBC also helps him or her diagnose conditions such as anemia, infection, and many other disorders. A CBC test usually includes the following measurements or tests: a white blood cell count, which is also called a WBC or leukocyte count. White blood cells protect the body against infection. If an infection develops, white blood cells attack and destroy the bacteria, virus, or other organism causing it. White blood cells are bigger than red blood cells, but fewer in number. When a person has a bacterial infection, the number of white cells rises very quickly. The number of white blood cells is sometimes used to find an infection or to see how the body is dealing with cancer treatment. A white blood count differential counts the different types of white blood cells. There are 5 major kinds of white blood cells. Each type of cell plays a different role in protecting the body. The numbers of each type of white blood cell give important information about the immune system. Too many or too few of the different types of white blood cells can help find an infection, an allergic or toxic reaction to medicines or chemicals, and many conditions such as leukemia. A red blood cell count, or RBC count, measures the total number of red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen from the lungs to the rest of the body. They also carry carbon dioxide back to the lungs so it can be exhaled. If the RBC count is low, it means you have anemia and the body may not be getting the oxygen it needs. If the count is too high, it means you have a condition called polycythemia. With that condition, there is a chance that the red blood cells will clump together and block tiny blood vessels called capillaries. This also makes it hard for your red blood cells to carry oxygen. A hematocrit, or HCT, is also part of the complete blood count test. It measures the amount of space red blood cells take up in the blood. The amount of space, which is referred to as volume, is given as a percentage of red blood cells in a volume of blood. For example, a hematocrit of 38 means that 38% of the blood's volume is made of red blood cells. Hematocrit and hemoglobin values are the 2 major tests that show if anemia or polycythemia is present. A hemoglobin or HGB test measures the amount of hemoglobin in blood and is a good measure of the blood's ability to carry oxygen throughout the body. A complete blood count may also measure red blood cell indices. There are 3 red blood cell indices: mean corpuscular volume, or MCV, mean corpuscular hemoglobin, or MCH, and mean corpuscular hemoglobin concentration, or MCHC. The MCV shows the size of the red blood cells. The MCH value is the amount of hemoglobin in an average red blood cell. The MCHC measures the concentration of hemoglobin in an average red blood cell. These numbers help in the diagnosis of different types of anemia. Red cell distribution width, or RDW, can also be measured. It shows if the cells are all the same or different sizes or shapes. A platelet, or thrombocyte, count is often part of a CBC. Platelets, which are also called thrombocytes, are the smallest type of blood cell. They are important in blood clotting. When bleeding occurs, the platelets swell, clump together, and form a sticky plug that helps stop the bleeding. If there are too few platelets, uncontrolled bleeding may be a problem. If there are too many platelets, there is a chance of a blood clot forming in a blood vessel. Also, platelets may be involved in hardening of the arteries, which is also known as atherosclerosis.
Why is a complete blood count done?
A complete blood count may be done to find the cause of symptoms such as fatigue, weakness, fever, bruising, or weight loss. Find anemia. See how much blood has been lost if there is bleeding. Diagnose polycythemia, which is an abnormal increase in the number of red blood cells produced by the bone marrow. Or find an infection. It may also be done to diagnose diseases of the blood, such as leukemia. Check how the body is dealing with some types of drug or radiation treatment. Check how abnormal bleeding is affecting the blood cells and counts. Screen for high and low values before a surgery. Or see if there are too many or too few of certain types of cells. This may help find other conditions. A complete blood count may be done as part of a regular physical examination. A blood count can give valuable information about the general state of your health.
How is a complete blood count done?
A health professional, usually a nurse or technician, will wrap an elastic band around your upper arm to stop the flow of blood. This makes the veins below the band larger, so it is easier to put a needle into the vein. The needle site is cleaned with alcohol. The nurse or technician will put the needle into the vein. More than one needle stick may be needed. Then he or she will attach a tube to the needle to fill it with blood. After the tube is full, the nurse or technician will remove the band from your arm and apply a gauze pad or cotton ball over the needle site as the needle is removed. He or she will apply pressure to the site and then bandage it. If this blood test is done on a baby, a heel stick will be done instead of a blood draw from a vein.